I'm Mayor Deb Finan, and today I have with me the co-chairs and the organizer of the African American Heritage Trail. And I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourselves. We'll start with Jane, since her organization is spearheading this effort, and then we'll go to Dr. Suggs Mason, and then to Angela Rivers. Jane, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Jane DeLuce, and I'm president and CEO of Visit Champaign County, and also the director of the Visit Champaign County Foundation.
And my name is Dr. Barbara Suggs Mason. I am co-chair of the Champaign County African American Heritage Trail, born and raised in Champaign, and very happy that I can be a part of this project.
And I'm Angela Rivers. I am also co-chair of the Champaign County African American Heritage Trail. And I am very delighted to be in on this today.
So thank you all. I am not going to assume for purposes of this podcast that people who are listening to it know what we're talking about. You guys have done a great job. And recently, I feel like you've gotten a lot of great press for the work that you're doing. But let's start at the beginning and kind of talk about what the African American Heritage Trail is, and how the idea and the spark for it started. And Jane, I'm going to throw it to you first, because it really kind of originated with your entity, and then we can talk about how you all work together to develop what the trail will be.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mayor Finan. So 2 years ago, which is hard to believe it's been 2 years, there was conversation, lots of things were happening in the world specific to George Floyd, but among other things, there had been a lot of conversations about how we as a community could celebrate the rich history of African Americans. And so it was several conversations, but one specifically with Clarissa Forman, Councilwoman Clarissa Forman at that time, and she said, is there an opportunity to create a mural that there used to be a mural? I grew up a mural that ironically Angela Rivers is responsible for, can talk about. And she said, I have a vivid memory of that and would love during this time that we're doing all of these types of protests and other things to look at something more celebratory and really resonates with people in terms of the history. So a small group of us got together and talked about what that mural could look like. And we quickly realized that it would be next to impossible to take one mural and be able to truly tell the story of these families' lives from the last 150 years. And so after that, we kept meeting and we talked more about it. We looked at potential locations. Did we want it in downtown? Did we want it in the North End? Did we want it where, what even it could look like? And it quickly transpired to an opportunity that we said, really, if you look at other cities that have done a good job of creating trails, so trails with sign markers and trails with technology and trails that would have artistic murals as a part of it, but would really be just one aspect of this entire storytelling. And that's kind of how the idea came about, was how would we create this, the African American history, so the Heritage Trail for the entire Champaign County area. And I will say it was probably couple years even before that, that I had heard Barbara and Angela speak to a club that was a part of, and they spoke about the video, and it was directly around, I think, Project 500 as a whole. A Home of Their Own was the name of the video. And they talked about this particular project. And I remember at that time thinking, this video is great. How do we broaden that story? Didn't know, fast forward a couple of years, that we'd be going back and looking at this opportunity to expand it. So I contacted both Angela and Barbara. And luckily, they both agreed that they would co-chair this committee. and that's how it started. So we did get the committee with librarians, with archivists, with people who had strong interest in it, people whose family history, as well as park districts, and just anybody that we thought would lend itself to being a part of that. And so I'll let Angela and Barbara take it from there, because they have really been the heart and soul behind this project getting to where it is today.
And I want to concentrate on that piece of it first, but I also want to say that before we end today, I think the family history for the two of you is really important as well. And you did such a short introduction, you know, I mean, you said you were from here, but I do think that we need to cover that, because it is a part of why all of this is so important and your long history here. So talk to us about Jane contacting you and saying, do you want to jump in and be a part of this vision? And you know, what were the things that were important to you as you started getting involved?
Well, I'll start briefly, although I have to say that Angela has continued to document our family's history extensively. But as I said, I grew up here. Our family on our mother's side, and my mother and her mother, our sisters. They've been here on both sides, both grandparents, since right after the Civil War. And one thing that we both did was we had grandmothers who loved to sit on the front porch and talk to her friends, and as we were gathered around sometimes as grandchildren, about the history of the family. And we listened, and she kept everything. My other grandmother on my father's side, they actually have been in Champaign County for 100 years. They were part of the Great Migration here. She also kept everything. So, because we grew up here, we grew up in Bethel AME Church, which is founded, will celebrate 160 years this spring, founded before the University of Illinois, and were activist young people there, and knew many of the people that we now document in the history. It's been a real opportunity to share with the community and to get others involved in telling their stories. So I consider it a privilege to be a part of this. I attended Marquette School, Edison Junior High, when it was a junior high in Champaign Central, graduated from there. And obviously, my grandparents' house was across the street from Douglas Park. My grandfather was head custodian at Washington School. My mother later became the principal of Washington School for 22 years.
My principal.
Yes, absolutely. And we just, our summers, there were 16 grandchildren in the Nelson grandchildren line. And we often spent our summers at their house on Eureka and Fifth Street, and often spent a lot of our summertime in Douglas Park. So that's basically my story. I'm gonna let Angela take it from there.
Can I just say, Barbara, though, the one caveat that you said to be involved is that this would be incorporated into education curriculum. You said, otherwise I'm not doing it. But and I remember that distinctly.
True. Yeah.
That we would say, if we did it, there would be education curriculum, which you'll hear about later, Mayor, but I would just want to make sure that was Barbara's.
No, that's absolutely. I have been an educator in public schools in Illinois for, I hate to say, over 38 years now. Taught in Champaign schools, but spent most of my career in the south and west suburbs of Chicago. And the the thing that I remember growing up here is that while I knew my family history or a good portion of it, and that helped me with my own identity and to have confidence, I don't think that was always true of a lot of young African-Americans that I grew up with here. And I think it's important for our young people to understand their place in this community and their that they stand on the shoulders of many African-American people who built a foundation here.
You pretty much know like half, somewhat half of my family history by listening to Barbara, because it's on our mother's side that we're related. On my father's side, I also knew quite a bit about the history as well. You know, early on, I guess in the 80s or so, we discovered that, you know, my grandfather's grandfather had fought in the Civil War. And he was an ex-slave that ran away and enlisted and fought throughout the Civil War. And then after the war, he moved into Southern Missouri. He married a woman from Kentucky, then Southern Missouri, and ended up early on in Southern Illinois. And then, of course, my grandfather moved up here just at the time of the Great Migration. He was 17 when he came here. So you kind of knew a bit of the stories on his side, you know, them living in Southern Illinois prior to him coming here. He became the first African-American policeman on the Champaign Police Force. So from both sides of my family, I had a sense of not just community, but a sense of myself, where we came from and who we were and all the various stories. I used to love to sit down and listen to both of my grandfathers. And I learned early on that if you sat there quietly, you could learn a lot of information, you know, because they kind of forget that you're there. So, you know, and then also our family, especially on my mother's side of the family, they were very, very much into not just education, but, you know, of self-awareness along with that education. So it wasn't just about, you know, going to school and learning, but getting as much out of that education as you possibly could, you know, because there was more than just sitting in class and listening to the teacher. You know, you had to do research, you read, you interacted, you know, and then you collaborated. And of course, did a lot of our collaboration was always through our extended family. Let's see, I went to First Lincoln School, the former Lincoln School. Then I spent a year at Gregory and then went on to Edison and then Central High School. So, you know, and then of course, there's with the families always interacting. For me, the my interest in doing this project is directly related to my interest in the family. And also my interest in African-American history, African-American history and the arts. As Jane had stated, back in 1978, I produced a mural that was on 5th and Park Street, which was basically about the same thing that we're doing this for. And that was African-American history here in the county, in Champaign County. I was looking at, you know, how we came here and then what the early, you know, the early African-Americans did when they got here. So we ended up with, you know, a family that is standing and looking forward. Behind them is a vast railroad tracks that symbolized the Illinois Central Railroad and how African-Americans migrated, you know, during the Great Migration here along the railroad and the importance of the Illinois Central. On the other side of that was a man, and he's of course in his field with his horses plowing his land. that represented the farmers, the early African-American farmers that came here during and just after the Civil War. Above all of that was kind of like African history as well as plantation history that unfolded. And then at the very end of the mural, not too many people remember it because it was a very small portion. I also showed Park Street at that time, and which was the time that I grew up, which was a few houses. And so I tried to represent those as well, you know, to bring the community, the current community in. I was very surprised actually that the mural lasted 30 years. I kind of knew it would last between 15 and 20 years because of the way, you know, that we did the mural. But I was, you know, amazed that it had lasted as long as what it did. I wasn't that surprised about the amount of people that would remember it because of the community response at the time that the mural was created. It was enormous, the Black community. And then at a time during the height of where we have the gang warfares and, you know, everybody was tagging everything all over the place, the mural just got tagged along the very bottom of it. They didn't try to deface it at all. It was more like people was putting their tag on it as associating it with them than trying to deface it. And I thought that was extremely relevant and I was somewhat proud of that as well, you know, that they still cared about it that long afterwards.
You know, so. it's such a nice circle, right, to have the creation of that mural, you know, more than 30 years ago be kind of the spark that started the discussion for the Heritage Trail today and for you to be involved. It's lovely. And I loved hearing that story. I think it's worthwhile to explain to people what the trail is, right? Because it's multiple things. It's there is an art piece to it. There's a history piece to it. And how you sat down and decided and developed, you know, because you can't be all things to all people. So how did you come up with the things that you were going to cover, including as Jane and it sounds like Barbara, you guys decided it had to have some education curriculum. So tell me, you know, how you sat down and came up with what it is and let's tell the public what it is.
Well, primarily right now, we have a website that I am very proud of. I've looked at websites and Angela shared some other websites in the country. And I think it is as good. And I'm don't say this because I contributed to it. It's as good as anything I've seen nationally in terms of its comprehensiveness. We start the history from 1850. We use the US Census to chart the population of African Americans from 1850. The first two African Americans are recorded in Champaign County to the present day. And I'm really proud of the timeline because maybe if you can do this, you will, if you click on, let's see, 1870. And then drop down, you will see what the census was for African Americans in Champaign County. And then year by year, what are important events or individuals and activities in the Black community over the years. And this is something that Angela and I worked long and hard on. It's not finished because we have the 2020s. So we are going to continue to add. And then as we find out other things that are happening in the community or that did happen in the past, those will be included. But it's a living document and we're very proud of that. And then maybe I'll let Angela or Jane talk about the trail sites that are listed throughout the website.
Can I ask, before we talk about the trail, let me ask a question about the timeline. If people want to contribute information about the timeline, how do they do that?
There is a section, I believe, at the end of the website where people can give us their contact information. If they have questions or if there are things that they would like to add, they can contact us and we will contact them to get that information. Right now, I've got about 6 people I've got to contact because of people who have said, oh, I've got pictures of what Poplar Street used to look like back in the day. I'd like to tell you my father's story or what my mother did. And so we are going to, as much as possible, include those stories in our on the trail.
Thank you. And Angela, you were about to move on to another section of the website.
We was going to look at the trail website. So we want to go to the trails themselves. Okay, we have one of the things I really like about the trail website is the map itself. You can look at the map and then you can go by theme or location. And it will pop up, like click that, okay. And then you see where it pops up. Now you click you click one of the pins on the trail, in the map, and you should have, okay. And then you click another pin and it will tell you exactly what it is. It pops up, that web page pops up and you can click the web page and go in and it'll tell you a little bit more about that. So now you have that, come down and able to read a short version. And if you want to know more, you can click extend it and that will come down and tell you some more information as well. Also along with that, it tells you what themes that each one of the stories is covers. And we divide those in various themes of religion, and social life, agriculture, and various things like that, so that you, education, et cetera, so that you can have each one. Also at the bottom, as you can see, it brings up some other ones that correlate either with the area that was on the map or the theme of the site that you had been looking for. I kind of like that because that way you can randomly move through the sites if you wish to. Also with the trail, with the map, you can begin to organize your own trail and your own tour, like maybe the area, certain area that you'd like to see and see what's in that area. And that way you can find out what's in the area and visit it if you wish. So that was another portion that I like. Then there's the portion that is what we call,
Points of pride.
Thank you for the points of pride. The points of pride is things that we should be proud of that's actually in the landscape and the environment. So there are buildings, streets, street signs, individual artists, the arts are part of that, as well as some individuals. Unfortunately, we'd like to narrow it down even more, but that's going to be another step, and phase within the website that will happen later on. But so as you can see, it's both past and present, because there I am with the mural behind me. So it's points of pride, things that African Americans that are important within the environment here. We also had some special projects that we are doing that aren't associated with the let's finish the website first. Okay, then we also have events. And one of the things that we want to try to do is be able to show events that are happening within the community, African-American events that are happening within the community, so people can come on site and see what is happening, you know, special events in the community as well. So did I miss anything?
And I was going to ask, and maybe this is a Jane question, as we look at the points of pride, I wanted to point out the moving mural and ask some questions about potential additional murals as we move forward with this project.
Yeah, definitely. So this particular one, if you want to stay on that one right there, our goal with this project in phase one is to do up to 5 murals. And similar to Barbara wanting education, Angela wanted the art. So those were the caveats with our two co-chairs to make sure that we got those included. This was a special opportunity with the Champaign Park District, who has a bus, retired bus from the Mass Transit District, and they wrapped that bus. And we went to them and said, would you consider wrapping the bus with some type of historical story? And the one that made the most sense, of course, was the history of Douglas Park. So in that picture on the website that we're looking at is Keenan Daly, who was the artist that created this digitally. And then it was wrapped by Dean's Printing. And it's just, it's amazing of what he could do with telling the story with input from both Angela and Barbara, as well as talking with, looking at a lot of the history that has been online or at Douglas Park itself. The bus will be used primarily for park district activities, but we're working with them that if there are particular field trips or groups coming in that we're able to use the bus when they're not using it, will be a wonderful opportunity. And inside the bus, is the panels that you would have normally inside a regular bus that go into detail about visual elements from the mural. So if they're talking particularly about the musical aspect or the seniors, if you go in the bus itself, then you have these different panels, and it's pretty cool telling the story both on the outside as a moving mural, as well as on the inside in terms of some more information on it. So right now we're looking at the murals to be a complement to interpretive signs. So if we're done talking about the website at this point, I think Angela and Barbara, we've covered most of that with the website, if you wanna on that one. So just the goal of this phase one, and under the leadership of our two co-chairs, we've budgeted, if you will, about 25 signs. And so these are signs that you would see in a national park to a city that represents stories along the way, and it's all over the of Champaign County. Our goal is that people will be able to walk. So right in downtown Champaign, there will be 4 with the 5th sign in right in the Midtown area leading over to Skelton Park, which Angela will talk about Skelton Park here in a little bit. But the signs themselves are the stories that will capture people's attention. And the stories are shared online, but are also shared on these visually. So it'll be content and image and a QR code for people to get more information about that specific story. And then of course, about the overall trail. So the first one, Mayor, we hope to have you cut that ribbon, will be at One Main and will be the story of Frederick Douglass when he visited Champaign. And the Community Foundation of East Central Illinois sponsored that particular story. And so that will be shown on the sign as well too, because we couldn't be doing this without the support of community partners to make this trail happen.
And I have to give a plug for the City of Champaign, because we are one of your community partners. And I think council was so excited to be a part of this project and to see, and probably seems like forever to you guys because of all the work you've put in, but 2 years is a pretty short time to build what you all have mm-hmm. built.
You know, the stories, I think Barbara and Angela feel a lot of responsibility. This is not only their family stories, but it's the stories of all African-American families in the area. And they both have broad shoulders, because there's a lot of people who think that, you know, maybe this should be included or this should be included. And so having the opportunity to look at what stories could be told. And then to back to your question, Mayor, in terms of how should that story be told? So when we sat down, we said, are there physical structures that can be celebrated that could lend itself to having an interpretive sign in front of it? If not, can it just live online? Or if there's an area where the sign works or could be enhanced, then that's where we talked about a mural that could further tell that story. And then of course, most important as well is making sure that those stories are told to our youth, which is why the part of the education curriculum. So I think maybe if we wanna talk, Angela, do you wanna talk? I'm most excited because I just got out of a meeting talking about Skeleton Park. Do you wanna talk about our Skeleton Park project?
Okay, Skeleton Park project grew out of a interest in the history of jazz here in Champaign County. Nathaniel Banks, who's also was native here in Champaign, and he also was one of the past directors of the African American Cultural Center at the University of Illinois. He wanted to put together a tour. And one of the things they had talked about was putting together a tour that talked about jazz and music here, especially jazz and blues here in Champaign County in the neighborhood. And one of the things that he wanted to do was to use Skeleton Park as kind of like their jump off point. Was we were thinking about other things that we need to do. What we wanted to do, we knew we wanted to do something music. That's one of Barbara's other important things is music, because she's a musician herself as a singer. We wanted to do something with music. So Skeleton Park also is kind of interesting because of the location, which is at the corner of Washington and First Street, which is also kind of like a center part of kind of like the where the Black businesses were in Champaign, you know, up the First Street corridor. And then you kind of go down a couple of blocks and then you would have met what was formerly Poplar Street. So it was a good location, you know, to kind of like tell the story. So that's how we kind of decided upon Skeleton Park. Also one of the first bands that was kind of like the predecessor of some of the other bands was called Brewer's Band. And it was a brass band, was organized within that area on Ash Street. So it seemed to be the perfect place to do that. So that's how we decided upon Skeleton Park. We also knew we wanted to do something nice for it. So we thought about having a sculpture and who would be a good person to approach. Well, Nate and I both know Preston Jackson. So Nate first got in touch with Preston, and Preston said that he was very interested in doing this. And so I also communicated with Preston as well. Preston himself received his master's degree from here in sculpture from here at the University of Illinois. He is from Decatur. So he is very much, you know, a central Illinois and East Central Illinoisan as well. So he was really enthusiastic to work with us. And so we began to work on ideas of what we wanted, you know, the sculpture to be. And from the sculpture, we worked with the Rotary. And at the time, we decided to work with the Rotary on this. And Somerville's daughter,
Chandra,
thank you, was head of the Rotary at the time. And of course, Somerville is very noted for the music and what he donated, you know, contributed to music here in Champaign and Urbana. So she was very enthusiastic about this as well. And, you know, with the help of the Rotary, we were able to, you know, get funds from them, funds from the city, and as various others. So we was able to develop the park itself. And now we're at the point where we're going to start seeing its redevelopment starting for in the spring.
That's fantastic. What a great story. So you guys are continuing on. You're going to build out the sort of hardscape of this. We've got the electronic version that continues to grow, and you're going to continue to grow the arts and education portion. How can community members that want to get involved get involved?
Well, a couple different ways. I think we spoke to, if people have a story to share, that they should get in contact with us via the website is probably the easiest way to do that. And then we can reach out to follow up with them to see if that story's been shared or if they have images to provide, and et cetera. If people want to volunteer, there are opportunities. I think we're kind of in an in-between phase where we would look for volunteers to assist with the programmatic aspects of it, maybe docents for field trips and things that we're able to do. And then third, and honestly, somewhat most important at this moment, is every single dollar for this trail is being raised. So this project is being developed by the community for the community. And we appreciate any types of contributions, whether it's a business sponsoring one of the signs that can be an opportunity. If it is something that they just want to donate, they can donate via the website. If there's an opportunity to want to be sponsor of one of the murals that we're creating, there's that opportunity, as well as we're going to look at implementing a brick program as part of Skeleton Park. So we'll have the musicians that are part of the Hall of Fame being etched in the park itself. But we're also going to have a brick walkway, and that's an opportunity for people to be able to purchase a brick at Skeleton Park is another way to do that. And that'll probably kick off this winter prior to when the park gets fully developed. So I think those are the best ways I can think of. And I think if Barbara could share about the education curriculum, I think that would be really important.
Yes, we're looking at, we wanted to wait until we had our website up so we knew exactly what was being covered. But I think it's important to link the history of African Americans in Champaign County with the history of American history and African American history throughout the country, because it is uniquely tied. Most of the time, when people talk about the history of African Americans in this country, they're either talking about in the large urban centers or they're talking about the Deep South. And we are unique in that we're telling the story of small town America in the middle of the country, where people don't necessarily think there were Black farmers, where they don't think that the early settlers in this county who were African American settled in Sydney and Homer and Broadlands. And what was the motivation for coming? I recently was watching the new Henry Louis Gates documentary on PBS, where they talked about African Americans and their social networks within the communities that they lived in. And the idea that they created spaces where they could be seen and heard by each other and in a kind of a closed society. And I think as you look at this project and you look at African-Americans coming here during after the Civil War, during Reconstruction, the Great Migration, their contributions in the military in World War I and World War II, World War I with the 370th Infantry, which I don't think gets its props. And we have quite a few individuals who fought in that all-Black military unit out of Danville, Champaign, Urbana, and Springfield, as well as Chicago. Their unique history and contributions, obviously the Tuskegee Airmen at Chanute and in Rantoul. Then there's a second great migration. And so we look at the patterns of the population as it grows from 2 to 28,000 presently. So we want to make those connections in education so that we tell those stories and we show how they are linked to the greater society. And so we're putting together a team of teachers who will be writing curriculum based upon the trail and the timeline. And we're looking at the curriculum going from K through 12. The committee also felt it was important to develop an adult piece. And so my hope is that we will, in addition, at least a couple of times a year, offer seminars or webinars about the history so that the community, we've been very lucky in that we've been asked by a lot of organizations to present. But we'd like to do more of that kind of information. We also want to have teachers be able to train teachers on the curriculum and also to help them plan field trips for their students throughout the year. So, and hopefully get to use that bus sometimes to have them take trips along the trail.
I think I'd like to have another podcast where you guys just present.
Oh, it's amazing, Deb. And you grew up here.
Right.
And yet there are stories that you wouldn't know even having grown up here because so much of it wasn't told, which is, I tell this all the time when people said, why is it taking so long to get all the history? And I said, well, it's not like I can just Google it and it's all laid out for it. I said, these women, amongst other volunteers, are looking through family scrapbooks and talking to people and documenting it from scratch. So it is a long process, but want to do it right. And I think something that Barbara talked about with National History, you know, I grew up with knowing Black History Month in February, but even in Black History Month was only about national things. And I always think, I grew up in Springfield, Illinois, and I'm going, well, what happened in my own backyard? Why wasn't that shared? And great to know about Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, but there's stuff that we need to know to really appreciate this place we call home. And the idea, when I think of people seeing themselves in Angela's mural, it should just be seeing themselves in day-to-day activity. But also, even if they don't see themselves, respecting those that do see themselves and bridging that gap in communication and instilling community pride with this overall project. It's an amazing piece to work with. It's community transformational. We know people are already excited about it. We hope that those that see it will embrace it and take time to educate and engage and build a sense of community.
Yeah, that's an amazing part of this whole project, and what a gift it all is to our community. It's fantastic. So what else do you ladies want to tell us? And Jane, before we sign off anyway, you need to tell everybody where they go to donate and how they can figure out different levels of donations. So maybe do that now and then we'll wrap up with something that isn't money related.
There you go. There's an opportunity to donate at ccafricanamericanheritage.org. So right off the website, you can donate that way. If people are interested in the BRIC program, that will come online this winter. We'll have that off the website as well. And if people are interested themselves or their business sponsoring, just to contact me directly at Visit Champaign County, either by email or phone, and I'd be happy to chat with them about sponsorship opportunities at a variety of levels. And I give our businesses credit. The ones we've talked to so far are stepping up. We have a ways to go. We also are working through some grants. Locally, we're going to work with, obviously, the Champaign Rotary Club did a grant through their foundation, which we're very appreciative of, the City of Champaign, the City of Urbana. but also then some state grants as well as nationally to be part of it as well. But every single dollar counts. So we hope that people will be able to support it in whatever way they can.
Thank you. All right, let's end on something fun. Angela, is there anything else you want to tell us about the trail or your contribution?
While she's thinking, I do have one thing that was interesting for me. On Facebook, I was scrolling through, and it was no one that I was friends with, but she happened to mention about her great-grandmother, Mary Gaines. And I said, really? Oh, Mabel Gaines and her sister, Mary. And so I said, we might be cousins, because if you look on our website, the Gaines family was a family that lived and farmed in Homer and Broadlands. And we have a great picture of the family sitting on their front porch on the website. And as it turns out, those are her great-grandmother and her great-grandmother's sisters. Two of them attended the University of Illinois, married friends, and moved to Chicago, where they flourished. They taught in CPS, the Chicago Public School System. One married a dentist, one married a chemist, and their family still exists there. So now they're going to share family pictures that they have from that period, so that we can find out more. And there's so many connections with our, that's the Gaines family. And there are so many connections with African-Americans who, their families grew up here. You'd be surprised at the number of African-Americans who sent their children through the University of Illinois. And because there were no jobs available for them here, they had to search for a different life in the larger metropolitan areas, and they established themselves there and have gone on to make significant contributions to the places where they live, but their families got their start in Champaign County. And this is just one of the stories of many that we have to share about people who are connected, their roots, their family roots are here in Champaign County.
And to that point, Mayor, the University of Illinois is a major partner with this as well. I think we've talked about the cities and Rantoul and Homer and Broadlands, but the university has a lot of history in itself. So we're doing our best to honor some of that history and work with them. So we're working with even signs on campus too. So it's definitely a city campus community effort. I just want to make sure I give them a shout out.
Absolutely. And Angela, we're back to you.
And I'll be back to me. I think the one that I found most interesting, there's actually two of them, but the one that kind of stays with me is Springtown, which was a farming community, African-American farming community that developed in North Sydney Township, or Northeast Sydney Township, right after the Civil War. There's approximately five families that originally came, and they came and they bought land. So it wasn't that they just came, you know, from the South and had to rent and, you know, work hard for somebody else. They actually had bought their own land when they came in, established a loose community. The community interacted with the other African-Americans within, you know, the county. And there was a lot of extra relationships between them. You know, they dealt with the farm families that was around Broadlands, and they interacted with the people that was in Homer as well. Early on, you know, in the 1860s, you know, late 1860s and stuff, they started celebrating emancipation celebrations, and they were out in the county. They weren't in Champaign. These celebrations were out in the county, And it wasn't just African-Americans that were celebrating. You know, they had major figures come in, you know, that celebrated with them. And as time went on, they continued to interact. And by 1900s, we began to see Jim Crow really taking a hold of the area. You find them and Black businessmen that had small businesses and stuff in Champaign-Urbana, they get together and they form this Negro business cooperative. And one of the things that came out of that was the ability of African-Americans within the community to establish grocery stores in the community, because the farmers and the Black stockmen that were out in the county were supplying them goods so that they would have these cooperatives. There was approximately 5 stores that came out of that. And, you know, you was able to see from stage to stage to stage how they literally created this community and how they literally supported each other. And that has always fascinated me, because, you know, you don't think in terms of that, you know. I mean, even nowadays, we don't really think in terms of that.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about community. Yeah, one of the grocers is our great-grandfather, Joseph Nelson, who was also the jailer for Champaign County at that time. And he ran a grocery cooperative on Hickory Street and Walnut, I believe, just north of what is downtown Champaign.
Right. And the farmers themselves, one of the farmers was a extended relative of ours, George Allen. And he was one of the originators of Springtown. Then we had in Homer at that time, Jacob Ernest was getting rather old, but his nephew, who was Oliver Frank Ernest, who was our great-great-great-grandfather, he was farming at the time. So he was also part of this cooperative. So, you know, we have all of, it's not just, to find out that our families also was involved in this was just, at the time, amazing for me.
So you thought you were a city girl, but really you're a farm girl and a grocery girl.
The country girl here at heart.
Well, I think we all are in Champaign County.
I think so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I appreciate so much that the three of you were willing to spend some time today talking more about the work that you're doing, and hopefully we'll get more people to be interested and involved and take advantage of the work that you've already done and get involved in contributing either financially or through stories and information. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.